I think I've heard and met so many cool people and their stories. There was somebody who I really related to. I felt like we had a similar story. The courage he showed was just phenomenal.
Stuttering Courage at the NSA with Sarah McIntyre today on Stutter Talk. Hey everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering one podcast at a time. This is episode 345, recorded Friday, July 6th at 9:47 a.m. We hope to publish within a few hours. This is right at the beginning of day three of the National Stuttering Association's annual conference in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's our 29th annual conference. And I have on the, well, I'm Peter Reitzis in North Carolina, and I have on the line Sarah McIntyre, who is attending the conference. Sarah, how's it going?
Hi, Peter. It's going really well, as usual.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for figuring out the sound issues. Sarah decided to use Skype, and I'm hoping that the sound will be spectacular. Sarah McIntyre is a person who stutters. She has a degree in finance and is currently getting her master's degree in speech-language pathology at the University of Pittsburgh, and you are also, from what I've heard from your friends, a pretty awesome athlete. Do I have all that right, Sarah?
I don't know where you heard that, but yes, so far so good, except for the awesome athlete.
Oh, well, that's just the rumor around town. And you are also, as I recall, an active member of the Pittsburgh chapter of the National Stuttering Association?
I am.
And what number conference is this for you?
This is my third conference. Let's see. I went to Cleveland was my first, and then last year in Fort Worth was my second. So yes, third.
So you're a three-timer. That is really cool.
I'm a three-timer.
So have you seen or heard or been around any amazing stories this year at the NSA?
Wow. That's a pretty tough question, because I think I've heard and met so many cool people and their stories. But I think one that is sticking out in my mind is during the first open mic, there was somebody who I really related to. I felt like we had a similar story, and the courage he showed was just phenomenal. So if you'd like, I could tell you a little bit about his story.
I would love to hear his story.
So he stood up probably about the third or fourth person, and he is about 50 years old or so. And he talked about how his whole life he had passed as fluent, except for maybe two or three conversations he had had with a significant other and maybe one or two other people. And that last year, it was coming to the point where he really was ready to open up about it. And he used his church congregation as a platform for advertising. And he talked about how he stood up there and he was really scared and it was scary. And he just said, you know, this is something I've been ashamed of for so long, but I'm ready to tell everybody. And I figured this would be the perfect place that, you know, I stutter. And he says he has that recording. I think he said it's about 4 minutes, and he has that recording, and he still listens to it. And you know, a year later, he's here at the NSA as a first timer. I don't know. I kind of just got goosebumps listening to him, because I'm just so excited for him.
Well, I would be excited for him too. So he says to his church for the first time in his life that he's a stutterer passing as fluent. Wow. I just got goosebumps because we share, that's we as in me and you and this third person, we share this passing as fluent background, some people call covert stuttering, did when he shared that he's now 50 and he's coming out of that stuttering closet, what was the reaction from the people in the room? Okay, so just to let the listeners know, the Skype line, the internet line that Sarah was using got really bad, so Sarah's going to sound a little different now because I'm calling her on her cell phone. And but anyway, Sarah, what was the audience reaction to this 50-year-old gentleman talking about passing as fluent?
Well, I think from the moment he stood up that everybody could tell he was going to share something pretty personal and profound. And I think we were all just very, very proud of him standing up and sharing his story because, I mean, passing as fluent for 50 years is, or, you know, 45, depending on when he started stuttering, is just really remarkable. And we just all, I think, respected that a ton.
Did he give any reason as to why now at 50 he decided to be open or more open about his stuttering?
I don't think he gave a specific reason. I think I don't want to put words into his mouth, but I guess he just felt like it had hit a culmination point of some sort, and it was time. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear it's really nice to hear this story because, as I said recently on a podcast, when I went to my first National Stuttering Association conference, some people were not very accepting of my way of stuttering, of my covert passing as fluent stuttering, to the point where some people suggested I shouldn't even be there. So it seems like the stuttering community has really grown up to have a wider acceptance of different ways of stuttering and different ways of avoiding stuttering. So that's a really great story. So before we get into more of the conference, you've been on Stutter Talk a few times as recently as episode 260, and you've talked a lot about passing as fluent. Where are you with your stuttering journey right now?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I'm still passing as fluent, that's for sure. But I think it's an ongoing battle, though. I think it's hard for somebody who has avoided and been, as they say, covert for so long to 100% be stuttering like crazy and totally feeling 100% okay with it. I think I'm like 98% okay, but I think that there's still some work to be done. But all in all, I think that stuttering openly continues to allow me to live life to the fullest. And I actually think I'm more of an effective communicator than I was when I was trying to hide my stuttering.
That's awesome. You know, I'm not at the conference, but I've been recording a lot of podcasts from home. And then just yesterday, I was emptying the litter box, and my wife and my mom were talking to me, and I was stuttering so much, and I wasn't using any strategies, which I usually do to get through it, and I never block like that. And I realize it's because I'm getting a flavor of the conference, and it feels good to let it out. And I know some listeners will say, well, why don't you just use those speech tools, Peter? But every now and then, it just feels good to just find yourself stuttering without worrying about it.
I totally agree. I was actually having a conversation with one of my roommates here this morning, and we were talking about how both of us had felt that before the conference a little bit, we were stuttering with more physical tension than we'd like. And we were discussing about how even on the second day, we're already noticing how much easier communicating and stuttering feels with less struggle. And I think that that's just a testament to how impactful that this experience can be on somebody's speech, especially my own.
This is Stutter Talk with Sarah McIntyre, who has a background in finance, and she's currently getting her master's degree in speech language pathology, and we want to hear from you. So go to the Stutter Talk podcast Facebook page and leave a comment or send us an email, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. Now, Sarah, you are rooming, as I understand it, with three other women who stutter. What's it like to wake up and hear stuttering and go to bed and hear stuttering?
It's great, Peter. Yeah. It's really great. I think that I look forward to the conference in terms of workshops and meeting new people, but I also really look forward to spending time with the women that I've gotten so close to through this experience. And I think a huge part of the conference and a part of the anticipation of the conference was the excitement of knowing we would all be rooming together and spending a lot of time together. And I don't know, we just have so much in common that it's nice to be able to share our stuttering stories and fears and whatnot, but also just catch up on life because we've all become such good friends through this.
Now, a few years ago, I was at an NSA conference, and a young man was telling me that he never, ever talks to girls. And at the NSA was the first time he allowed himself to kind of practice flirting. So he was talking to a lot of women, and it wasn't like overly aggressive or anything, but he kind of felt like, wow, this is the first time in my life I can stutter and flirt with a woman. Did you notice that any men are doing that with you or your friend? Like they're practicing? I'm sorry?
Well, you know, I guess I could say in general from we went to a comedy show last night, and then we all went out afterwards. And I think looking around, the majority of the people in both of those places were people who stutter, and you should have just seen how much chatting was happening. It was, and I think it was definitely, friendly conversation. I think you could see a lot of people were talking to, you know, like you said, potential guy and girl conversations, or however, conversations. And I think you could really tell how comfortable everybody felt in those situations here.
You attended a stand-up comedy event that featured, I think, Nina Giselli and Jody Fuller and maybe a few others?
Yes.
How was that?
We did. It was really fun. It was so crowded. We packed the place to the point where I actually couldn't even fit in side of the venue, but the windows were open, so there was a bunch of us flowing onto the sidewalk.
Wow.
It was a great experience.
So I could imagine someone being there who doesn't stutter, who's trying to figure out why are 95% of the jokes about stuttering. All right, do stuttering stand-up comics, is most their act about stuttering or not really?
I don't know what their typical acts are about, but their acts last night were primarily about stuttering, yes. Mm.
This is Stutter Talk, recording with Sarah McIntyre, who's attending the 29th Annual Conference of the National Stuttering Association. So, Sarah, is there one workshop that you've attended or that you plan to attend that you're really excited about?
Well, I think tomorrow morning I'm really excited for Vivian Siskin's workshop. It's called unraveling the mystery of struggle.
Mm.
And I went to one of her workshops last year in Texas, and I loved it. I loved the way she presented it, and so I'm excited to hear her again. But I'm also excited primarily, as I mentioned, because I felt like before I came to the conference, my tension level was a little bit higher than it typically is, and how I would like it to be. Speaking had a little bit more of a struggle than I prefer, and so I'm excited that Vivian is doing this workshop, and that it's also about struggle. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people are always excited about Vivian Siskin's workshops. And we had on yesterday on the show, Ruben Schuff, and he's actually one of the presenters in that workshop. And he's here in North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, he's here in North Carolina. He does great work. So that's really cool. So let me, and for people who, the National Stuttering Association Conference is going on right now. So if you are in Florida or nearby, you can go to westutter.org. That's the website of the National Stuttering Association, westutter.org, and check out the details. So let me ask you one last question, Sarah. I know that you're attending the Friends conference this summer. That's Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter, friendswhostutter.org. You're facilitating a workshop there. Can you tell us what your plans are?
Yeah, sure. I'm doing three different workshops, one each with kids, tweens, and teens. And some of them are just icebreaker activities where I just want the kids to get to know each other on a stuttering level, but also on a personal level, so they can and really feel comfortable and safe in that in environment. But I'm also doing a workshop with teens about college and job fears. So it's going to be pretty much discussion based, and you know I'm going to have them write down any questions or concerns they have, and we're going to talk about potential solutions to those, or even just share our own personal experiences with things like that, and the fear of both of those huge transition points.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I've been to probably 8 or 9 Friends conferences, I think, and a lot of their one-day workshops, and it's a really cool vibe. It's similar to the National Stuttering Association, but the annual conference is typically smaller than the National Stuttering Association, or maybe the way to say it is it's a little more intimate. Which is a really, it's a really cool contrast to the 700 plus people that you're around right now.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't been to a National Friends Conference yet, actually, so this is going to be my first one.
Well, they are awesome. I mean, both Friends and the National Stuttering Association does great, great work. And again, this is StutterTalk.com reporting with Sarah McIntyre on the National Stuttering Association annual conference going on right now. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us again on Stutter Talk. And will you come back when you're at Friends?
Of course.
And will you come back?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, definitely.